And hello, and welcome one and welcome all to Radio Redux Live. Except, of course, that I'm not AAUK. But there's only one person from Rex, Sonic Rex here, and he's co-hosting with me. Say hello.
Hey, I'm Blake Draco.
Oh, echo.
I also have one other co-host who decided to come as well. He can say hello now.
Hi there.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, you should all know me, I'm Deja.
Yeah, that'll do.
Okay, this echo is killing.
The echo will go away in a minute, you just gotta keep talking.
Alright.
Anyway, okay. Welcome to Radio Redux Live. The two songs we had, we had the normal Radio Redux opening, and then we had Holiday Hair 95 from Jazz Jack Rabbits. Quite an old one, but hey. Have to get into some kind of spirit because we're nearly at Christmas, so you get a bunch of Christmas songs in this batch because next week, I believe, is the final show, and that will be Rex Factor completely.
Bring earplugs.
Well, have you got your entry in then yet, then?
No, I'm not doing it this year.
What happened to your entry with Elson?
It's not being finished.
What about you, Blake? You got one coming on?
No.
Have you ever entered?
I haven't.
No.
Too much sense. Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to all those in the IRC chat room as well. I suppose I have to do Radio Redux fashion and go backwards. So, apart from the two hosts, we have Twinbee, Turbo, Sparks, ShadowFox04, Ringtailed Fox, Frozen, Miles Prior, Joe Forever, Guest 10356, Guest 03362, D'Artagnan Line, Chimney Line Fire, Rolkin MK, Guest 4249, Joshua, and the almighty Chanbot. Everyone loves Chanbot. Obviously not, because these two obviously don't like Chanbot.
Yay! Yay for Chanbot.
Anyway, this show's obviously a bit different, because apart from that, you've not got your normal hosts.
He's currently flying over the Atlantic, isn't he?
I think he's getting ready to fly over the Atlantic. I'm not sure if he's actually...
He's meant to fly tonight, ain't he?
Yeah, I don't know. Which night are we talking about? Are we talking about American night or English night?
American night.
Relative.
Yeah, not sure. I don't know. Anyway, what were we talking about? The show's special because we're doing a little bit of a congratulatory show, I think.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yes, I forget.
What were we congratulating again?
Oh yeah, the glitch has been fixed.
Which glitch?
Whichever
one. Backspanner glitch.
Ah, yeah, there we go. And there was something about two people getting engaged or something.
Congratulations! Yeah. Wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, we'll have more of that later on.
Yes.
Round up the news. Not that there is really much, to be honest. The only major thing that we can really talk about is, apart from the fact that it's Christmas time at the TSS forums, they've got a little competition going on where you could win, I think the word bucket loads really sums it up.
I want all that stuff.
Yeah, so do I, but I don't get to enter.
No. Do we not get to enter? Well, I not get to enter either.
No, you can enter. I can't enter for a different reason. Blake can enter because he's not even staffed. Do you even know what you're winning, Blake?
No, I can't be bothered.
What do you mean you can't be bothered? You should look at the prizes when TSS loads up because I think it's died. Oh, pizza. I wonder if anyone in the IRC chat room hear us, because I'm now worried that this isn't working. Even though the encoder's working. Oh. So yes, right. We'll take a little break so we can get our thoughts together, but I have a request first. We had a couple of requests. This first one's from T.A. Black from the Rex forums, from Eon. And was it T.A. Black who requested this, Blake?
Yes.
Yes. For White Wedding. And then Amy Rose has a little message for us. So we will be back in 5 minutes-ish. So enjoy. Assuming I can change the encoder, which is... encoder, change.
Congratulations! I'm so happy for you! You're getting married! Can I be a bridesmaid? Oh my god, oh my god! So, Sonic hasn't proposed yet. Or maybe he's just saving it for Christmas Eve. I can just imagine him under the mistletoe. It'll be so romantic.
And there you go. That was Amy Rose with her congratulation wishes and pretty much hopes and dreams for her own wedding, really. I don't quite know why. Oh, we have to thank Umi for that one. I'm just looking up her full name, Yumi Yuri. I can't pronounce that. How do you pronounce that?
I don't know.
Yumi Yuri.
There you go.
I think.
Yes. Part of this show is, of course, in congratulations for Archangel UK or USA, one of the two, whichever one he's at the moment, and
Archangel UK Mid-Atlantic.
I don't know. And Echo Hawk's engagement, because they are committing to each other for some reason.
Mm.
No idea why.
Love.
What?
For the money.
What yeah, money? I'm going with Blake's one. Money is much more of an incentive than...
He works for Sega. What money is in that?
Actually, that makes a good point. When he becomes...
No offense, I'd love to work for Sega. It's just, I doubt I'd get paid much.
Yeah. But yes. And as such, we are reading the congratulations for the happy couple. How happy they'll be, I don't quite know. So, yes. Anyway, can't remember what we're talking about now. Oh, yes. I did pull up the competition. There is a lovely contest on TSS where you could win a pair of Sonic X kid-size shoes.
God knows why anyone would want that.
Virtuals. Sonic Chronicles t-shirt.
Awesome.
That's not good. That's not too bad a prize. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games pin badge.
Yeah, it's got Mario on it.
Okay, you're not allowed to comment. Blake, you start commenting. Summer of Sonic 2008 t-shirt that TJ Davis said she really liked.
Ooh.
A Sonic t-shirt.
You see, I've got something lined up to say for each one.
That's your own fault. A Sonic Unleashed hoodie. I want one of those.
So do I.
Werehog keyring, okay. Sonic Rush Adventure keyring compass, Sonic Rider Zero Gravity sticker set, Sonic Rivals 2 on the PSP, a European Chronicles DS tin, Sonic Chronicles stylus pack, Sonic X Rouge keyring, and an I Love Sega Sweetie. But how do you win this fantabulous box of prizes?
I don't know. How do you win this
yes,
fantabulous
you do know.
Box
you
of prizes?
You talked about it in your show yesterday.
I'm being sarcastic here. Run with it.
Okay, then. Well, all you have to do is you have to think of a present for Sonic the Werehog. And if you want more information to that, go to TSS because I can't bother to read the rest.
Yeah, all answers go to dreadnux@gmail.com. That's dreadnux@gmail.com.
So, yes. Anyway, the other thing we are going to talk about today, apart from the obvious happy couple marriage and Christmas, is, well, let's leave it at Unleashed, because obviously we've got our own different views of Unleashed.
Mm.
Which I think, you know, Archangel UK has to be yes and happy and positive about it because he works for Sega. And if he started going, the game sucks, I think they would question their employee choices.
But it doesn't suck anyway. Well, not that much.
Obviously, Blake, you've already had your review up. I mean, you've played it a bit more than that now, so is there anything changed from when you had your review?
Not really. I'm quite pleased with it.
How much of the achievement points have you got?
Over 700.
Damn you, sir. Damn you.
Still
envy. I am better than you.
No, you're not.
You're not better than me.
No, stop rubbing it in.
Yes, but think about it this way. How many hours did I have to sink into it?
Good point.
That's why your Xbox is
not
dead.
Not everyone has that much free time.
Well, I'm not actually sure it was more free time, more time I used to procrastinate, to be honest.
Yeah. You should be working right now, shouldn't you?
No, work is finished now.
You say that, but I don't believe you.
Well, okay, there's other work I can do, but I get my well-deserved break at the moment. Anyway, this is going off topic. Sonic Unleashed. I mean, okay, so what has your high points been, then? Both of you.
Blake, want to go first?
Oh, thanks for putting the pressure on me.
Hey, alphabetical.
high point, I guess it's the Sonic levels, to be honest.
That makes sense.
Speeding through the air at full speed. Excellent.
Have you actually fully leveled up Sonic yet?
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, I've fully leveled up.
Do you actually notice the difference between his speed at each level?
I noticed it between, I think it was 5 and 6, but after that I didn't really.
No, I guess to a certain point, then it's like...
Yeah.
Molds into everything else.
Oh, well, okay, what about low points? And don't just say Werehog, because I will shoot you.
Silence descends on the line as we wait for Blake to answer.
Yeah.
The Werehog's probably that bad, because they've just lifted everything directly from God of War, almost.
I'd have to say, probably quick time events. Especially when there's a death trap underneath you.
Ooh, yeah,
like,
I think I might
you have to get this done or you die.
I do find those bits a bit annoying, but I've not encountered quick time events before, so it's still a novelty to me.
Yeah, but surely they've got to annoy you when it's like, do quick time event or die.
That annoys me a bit, yes.
There you go then.
I've lost a lot of lives on those, but I don't hate them so much as okay with most of them.
I think it probably depends on your reaction with them. I know some people absolutely hate them. And the one bit I do hate is the flight missions. It's just one very, very long quick time event, which kind of defeats the point of a quick time event. Just slightly.
Well, it's fun. It adds variety to the gameplay a bit, but I do think... Sonic Team tried to do too much, and so ended up spreading their resources too thinly.
Yeah, quite possibly. Okay, quick scores then. Blake.
Scores, huh?
Well, let's split it up. Graphics.
9.
That's 9.
Sorry, what was that? I heard Phil's.
8.5.
8.5, okay. And Vija obviously gave it a 9. Music.
Because yes, I like the pretty graphics and the blue skies!
Yes, not gunmetal grey and brown and grey.
Blue skies. Nothing but blue skies.
Music. What kind of music?
Next.
Now, come on, I need your score for music.
Oh, music.
Music? Oh, that's a... I really like the soundtrack on this, so it's probably about 9 as well.
I'm tempted to say 8.5. I mean, I was happy with most of the music, certainly, but I mean, I noticed some of it was recycled from Sonic 06, which I didn't mind that much because it was good tracks, but still, it's getting recycled. And I would have liked more vocal tracks. Because there's only 2 in the game, and I thought there'd be more.
That's an interesting one, because that seems to be something a lot of people are praising it for, the fact there's a lack of vocal tracks.
I enjoy the vocal tracks. You know what I'm like. I love singing along to these things, badly.
Isn't that the whole point of Rex Factor?
Yeah, but I have enough sense to know that I sing very badly along to them.
Okie dokie, then. Gameplay. That's the hard one. And this requires you to think as well, evidently.
Yeah.
Anytime, guys.
I'm waiting for Blake to answer.
Oh, thank you. I'd have to give it a 7. Because the Werehog levels do get repetitive often time. Especially when you fall off the pipes. It's like,
no. No, not the pipe section. Not the pipe section.
All the yes, we all know the pipe the section.
What are they called? Girders. They're annoying as well.
As I was saying that, I'm used to those mostly now. It's I can run along them straight. It's just when you've got to go around the corner and the camera angle changes and it's like you've got to nudge it a little to the left, a little to the right, bit forward, bit backwards, and then you're over the edge.
Yep. Okay, DJ, what's your score then?
I'd give it a 7 as well. I mean, I enjoyed the Sonic the Hedgehog levels. I mean, they were very solid. I mean, admittedly, not the biggest fan of the QuickTime events, but I'm not going to complain about them particularly.
You two are much
I think, well, the Werehog bits, more meh. I mean, there was combos and stuff you could do, but I just found I could just boss and mash all the time. And generally, okay, every so often I'd come up with a combo move and think, oh, that's cool. I've still not learned half the moves.
Okay, then, longevity. A.K.A. lifespan, or how long it lasts you.
Mm-hmm. Like?
Depends on the person, I think, really. If you're going to find mail collecting and achievement hunting really, really boring, it's not going to be that good of a score. Mm-hmm. But in my personal opinion, I think it's about 7, quite frankly. It does get on your nerves to have to get all those medals. Mm-hmm. And especially when you need them to open up new levels as well.
See, I never found a problem with that. There was never a point where I needed more medals than I'd got.
No. I only found it once, which annoyed me because it was the second to last level. So it's like, wait, why do I suddenly need more medals? I haven't had this problem before.
Okie dokie then. And what's the other one? Story.
I haven't given my number yet.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we'll ask.
Hurry up.
I'd say about a 7 as well. Yeah, I mean, it's got quite a bit of longevity to it, as long as you're willing to medal hunt and stuff. And yeah. I'm still playing the same rooftop run level after 2 to 3 weeks. 2 weeks? Yes, 2 weeks.
Okay, then the last one is story. Bearing in mind, I do have a comment about the story myself. Give it a random number if you really want. Flip a coin.
7.5, isn't it?
Any comments?
Not really.
Peter, what is your comment?
Well, I mean, for a start, I'd give it about a 6.5. Okay. I mean, there are bits I liked. Certainly the Chip and Sonic interplay was done very well until you got so far through the game, at which point it turned cheesy. And I am sick and tired of cheese. So, one bit towards the end where it's the final boss bit, and I said randomly, right, it'd be really funny if they did this, and then they did it. And I thought, what was Sega thinking? So, I mean, some aspects I liked, some I didn't.
What I will say is, if you're really that worried about the story, then you're playing the wrong game.
Hmm.
I mean, to be honest, I really do think that there is no reason to mark the game down for story, because it just doesn't play enough of a part.
It's, yeah, like, it's an add-on, essentially. It's
like
just something to connect
Mario
levels
to
together.
I mean, what's Mario's story?
Rescue the princess.
Blake?
Yeah, I guess so.
Blake's gone to sleep.
Can you give any advancement on the story of Mario of Save the Princess?
No, you can't.
Well, you're pretty close. Because that's pretty much the entirety of the story, anyway. Is get the princess, beat the bad guy. That is the entirety of the story, and, you know, everybody praises it as being, yay, magnificent story, and it's like, I don't understand why.
No.
Oh, well. We'll leave it at that. I won't make you give me overall scores, because they're nasty.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah. You could have just been noting down all the scores and giving us an overall score of what we thought.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, if you get some reviews that kind of go, right, the score has to be an average of those scores we've given it. And you ask me, it's like, right, well, gameplay should always have the biggest...
percentage.
Yeah, of score. And for stuff... Okay, for RPGs, story will probably have a slightly bigger percentage, but for something like Sonic, story, 5%. Music, somewhere a bit more. Graphics, probably quite a bit more.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and I have a little... Well, we have another song, and then another congratulations message from Dark Gun. But before that, we have They Might Be Giants, Particle Man, because A, I feel like it, and B, just in case T-Bird decides to listen in, it'll give him something to remind him that we actually remember that he's out in America with Archangel UK at the moment.
Isn't he in Canada?
Canada, he's on the other side of the pond. Let's leave it at that.
No, yeah, close enough.
So yes, here you go. This They Might Be Giants, and when we come back, we'll be doing some more wedding congratulations and what we're planning for the wedding. So guys, get some ideas while we're doing this. We'll pitch them towards Arcade UK. Anyway, so yes, enjoy these two songs.
Particle Man, Particle Man, doing the things a particle can. What's he like? It's not important. Particle Man, is he a dot or is he a speck? When he's underwater, does he get wet? Or does the water get him instead? Nobody knows. Particle Man. Triangle Man, Triangle Man, Triangle Man hates Particle Man. They have a fight, Triangle wins, Triangle Man. Of the entire universe, man, usually kind to smaller man. Universe man, he's got a watch with a minute hand, millennium hand, and a peon hand. And when they meet, it's a happy land. Powerful man, universe man. Person man, hit on the head with a frying pan, lives his life in a garbage can. Person man, is he depressed or is he a man? Does he feel totally worthless? Who came up with Person Man? Degraded man, Person Man. Triangle Man, Triangle Man hates Person Man. They have a fight, Triangle wins, Triangle Man.
Congratulations to you both, Mr. Archangel and Miss Echohawk. A word of the wise, whatever you do, don't. Also, a belated congratulations on becoming the community manager at Sega, and here's to hoping that you maintain both that status and Sonic Rex for many years to come.
I'm not sure I like that suggestion, but we're going to roll with it because we're on the air now. Welcome back, and we've had some rather hideous suggestions from Vija. So, anyone in the IRC chat room wants to give us suggestions as well?
Is anyone in the IRC chat room listening?
No, but I'm guessing not, although I'm pretty sure Joe Forever usually listens in. But yes, if you have any wedding ideas for Archangel UK and Echo Hawk, get them in the IRC chat room.
We're desperate for stuff to talk about.
Well, I'm worried what you two were here. I managed to hear bits and bobs between the songs, so I'm going to let you announce what you want to.
I was just thinking of the idea. I mean, they're both Sonic fans, so why not have them get married at the summer of Sonic 2009?
I can think of many reasons, to be honest.
Hey, I've heard of Klingon weddings done at conventions. It's perfectly reasonable to have a Sonic E-type wedding at a Sonic convention.
Okay, but still, I'm...
Dib's not finding the vicar that'll do it.
Okay, then, but then you've also got to think that Echo Hawk is much bigger of a WoW fan, which in itself is pretty worrying since WoW is, well, WoW.
I feel sorry for that. We're going to have to take her to a WoW decontamination centre for that, aren't we?
Why? What's wrong with WoW?
We have.
WoW sucks. It eats people's lives. I'm going to get lynched now, aren't I?
Yes, I do believe Echo Hawk is a very large World of Warcraft fan. If I'm right.
You miss that, you're gonna get...
My commiserations to her.
You're doomed. You're just spelling your own doom here, aren't you?
Yes. If I'm digging my grave, I might as well dig it all the way through to Australia.
Okay then. Blake, what were your wedding
days? I was gonna say, they're gonna have like some sort of shadow cake, most likely. Like
a Sonic Rex styled cake. That would be interesting.
You can't have a black and red cake at a wedding. It's all about white.
Well, it's better than silver.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Or blue.
Yes, this is true. I don't know.
Oh, you're a great host.
Hey! Balls to you. I mean... I still quite like your gift idea of a washing machine.
No, that was not a gift idea. I was just going to the washing machine.
Think about it. I mean, you know, they've dedicated their services to each other. So, you know, I don't know. AUK will do the working at Sega Park, coming home and lazing about. Echo Hawk.
Echo Hawk will just do the wife stuff. I'm still digging.
Whatever she does on World of Warcraft as well, because you can make money on World of Warcraft if you're clever.
Yes.
You can make huge businesses online these days with stuff like Eve and World of Warcraft.
You're making money from a computer game. There's something wrong there.
Well, no, because how do you think people earn a living making computer games?
Well, yeah, I mean, making them, but then these people are playing it and making money off it.
Again, there are people who do that.
I just don't think it's right. I mean, they should be more productive towards society and stuff.
They do stuff as well. They don't just play the game.
That might be oh right, so they do have lives outside of playing these online games. Some of the time.
You're just digging.
Yeah, he's digging it deeper and deeper.
Yeah, I think I'm...
Do you want your tombstone now? Or later?
Alright, back to the wedding, eh?
Yes. Are you planning on wearing a target to this wedding, by the way? Just so I can...
I don't think she'll need one.
Probably not. I'm sure Archangel UK will point you out while she's got that...
At which point I'll pull on a disguise.
Why would you wear a disguise for a wedding? This is assuming we're invited, of course. Blake's alright, because he gets invited from both sides, because he's known... Echo Hawk a lot longer than us.
Yes.
The big question is, are we invited, though?
You're not.
You're not anymore.
I think I've rather successfully uninvited myself now.
Probably. Me, I probably will be... Well, you know, I've got a song request coming up in a bit from a UK himself, and I'm pretty sure he's going to want me to sing that at the wedding.
Would this be the one I sent you a while back?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no.
I'm
definitely bringing earplugs to if I'm invited to this wedding, then.
Yes. I don't know why AUK requested this song. Although it was then secondly requested by Yuri. But we'll come to that in a minute. The IRC is really low on ideas, by the sounds of it.
Are we even on that?
Well, it's really low on people actually posting at all.
This is true, more people coming and leaving.
Yeah.
Hopefully the weddings aren't like that then. Oh, you've got to have some idea for wedding gifts. I mean, apart from washing machine, which, okay, is useful.
Hey, that was not a suggestion. I was just going to...
Honestly, washing machine's a great idea compared to what some people get for wedding gifts. You know, I've been to quite a few weddings in the past, and, you know... What's some of the worst presents I've seen? Cutlery sets always pants.
Yeah. Candles.
How's about a toaster that prints Sonic's head onto the toast?
Okay, we're stopping getting suggestions from you. Come on, you gotta have better ideas than that. As I said, there's been a lot of...
Hey, you guys are coming up with nothing, so you're leaving me to come up with
dishwasher.
Stuff.
Dishwasher. There you go.
Dishwasher, right, okay. So are we still thinking about saving Echo Hawk the chores? If we go...
No, I don't want to dig a bigger hole than I'm already...
Well, okay, then how about we also get an iron and an ironing board while we're at it? Not necessarily just for Echo, because...
A broom. Get a broom.
I'm pretty sure that Archangel UK can iron his own shirts, if he has any.
That's a very good question. Someone send that question to him for the next show he does. Do you have any shirts?
Actually, he must do, because he's been saying that Echo Hawk's already starting her evidential duties by trying to get ink out of them.
Oh, yes. Hmm.
Which is slightly worrying in itself, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, they're not even married. You don't have to start this stuff until you're married, or... Surely?
Well, they're obviously preparing, aren't they? Okay, yeah, we're doomed, aren't we?
Hmm. wedding presents.
Well, the traditional ones are all pretty pants nowadays. I mean, you used to buy silverware,
yeah.
Because it was like, oh, look, it's fancy, and that you never
shiny.
You never used the silverware to actually eat. It was like a display cabinet thing.
Hmm.
Maybe we should get one of those, what's it called? The Sonic statues, crystal ones.
Ooh.
10th anniversary one. We get that one for Archangel UK, and then Echo Hawk, you can get like these, you can get your WoW characters actually modelled as a proper statue.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
For a rather expensive fee, I believe.
Expensive, yeah.
Mind you, I'm not sure if it's going to be cheaper than the dishwasher and the washing machine.
I'm rather hoping that they'll just send out a list of stuff they want with people already attached to them, so all the thinking solves it.
Oh, great. That means I have to get them... Where do I have to get them? That means I have to...
Well, you don't know. Have you got a list yet?
I mean, I'll have to put them in a game or something. And then, on top of that, I'll have to buy them... Actually, they're just going to ask me for everything, my Tesco discount, to buy everything else.
Well, I do.
You haven't bought anything off me yet.
That's a good point. Why haven't I?
I don't know. Yes, let's go Tesco, right. Let's have the microwave and the dishwasher and the washing machine and the toaster.
And the big screen TV. Can't forget the big screen TV.
Oh, yes, the big screen. Oh, God, yeah, that's what they're going to ask me for, isn't it? the 42-inch.
That's pretty small.
42-inch?
Yeah, you want something that'll break Earthheart's bank. 52.
Excuse me. I'm pretty sure a 10-inch would break my bank at the moment. In fact, I don't think I'd even be able to get enough discount on the 52-inch.
Ooh.
I'm only allowed 700 quid discount a year. 10% of 7,000 is already 700. If we're going for the really big super screen one with flashing lights, super surround sound, and all that odds and ends.
That'll break in 2 years because it's from Tesco and they only get cheap branded stuff, cheap stuff.
Oi, no, this is the big expensive Sony one. I don't think.
Oh, is it the Sony one? In which case, it'll break the second the new one comes out that's better.
You really hate Sony.
Yes, I do. I thought you knew this already.
Do you hate Blizzard?
No, I don't hate Blizzard particularly.
Okay, that. You've just got scored 1 point in Echo's book then, I think.
No, I don't hate them particularly. I just hate the people that get addicted to their game and lose their lives to it.
It does sometimes worry people. It's when you actually do nothing but WoW, I think, becomes the breaking point.
The thing is, I've known people like that or got very close to that, and they're just... Well, I mean, I've seen them pretty much fail their degrees because of it.
You see, but this is the thing. Echo's now got a distraction that's better than World of Warcraft.
Wait, married life?
Actually, I was more thinking of what they do with the married life, but, you know, I can't say anything on public radio because it's... Although they're
pretty
sure
radio.
They already all got the idea.
Yeah. That's not good,
I can because I'm a guest.
Shush you, Phil. This is Radio Redux. This is not your show. We're not swearing.
Well, I don't swear on my show, but my guests can if they want to. I can't stop them.
I still didn't swear. Shush you. Right, I think we're going to go for another break. And when we come back...
Oh, thank God.
I've got to start going on about inside industry stuff, which you two can join in because you'll actually... have some opinions. So we've got... Actually, before we do that, I think I'm going to read out one of the messages. Because obviously, while we did get quite a few messages through Vocal, there's a couple of people who weren't able to do it through... Well, this one through useless lump of hardware I call a laptop. From Harmonix. I thank AAUK for the laughs he's given to me through his comics. And I continue to see him as a worthy adversary in the comic war to come. If I ever figure out how to set up my own website. I must say he's then screwed. But I do congratulate him on his engagement, and so close to Christmas too, and hope that he continues to do awesome things in life. And so I end on this note. All hail the mighty flying cream cheese.
What?
Yeah, I don't get the end.
No.
Not even so.
Right, I think we're going to have to go and find this mighty flying cheese during this break.
I'd rather not. It sounds like it smells.
Well, smelly cheese is good. That means it tastes good.
Yeah, but would you want to find something that... a cheese that flies?
Can't be any worse that was pouring out of our store today. So, we've got Christiana Milian with Call Me, Beat Me, which is the Kim Possible. Which was requested by AAUK and by Umi Yuri, and I honestly don't know why Kev wants me to sing this at his wedding. I really don't. Apart from the fact I'm not.
Although someone better record it for future bribery purposes.
What, you think he's making me record it for blackmail?
No, I'm going to record it to blackmail you.
Well, I don't really care. Just because I can sing that high is not a reason to be embarrassed.
No. Nuts. you're only saying that so that I won't.
No. I'm pretty confident. And then we have Ram the Dragon's congratulations, which actually lasts quite a while because Ram is a little over-enthusiastic. And so her congratulations are a whole 3.5 minutes. Yeah. That's how you tell she loves them both dearly.
Aww.
So, Blake, you've got a bit to contend with there. your congratulations has to last longer than that. Unless you count the show, the entirety of the show as your congratulations, in which case you've so far done a 48-minute one. Anyway, Call Me, Beat Me, and then Rams, congratulations. Be back in 5-ish, 6 minutes.
Your basic average girl, and I'm here to save the world. You can't stop me cause I'm Kim Possible. There is nothing I can do, and when danger calls, just know that I am on my way. It doesn't matter where.
The dragon, but who cares? Wow, guys, I'm not surprised, but I'm kind of speechless. And let me say, I suck at speeches myself, so I'll try to do my best. So, first of all, I'd like to thank you for everything you've done to me, and for me, of course. Without you in my life, I probably wouldn't be the person I am now. You know, it all started after I played Sonic Heroes. I saw Victor and I was terribly intrigued by that character. Now you understand my poor Sonic knowledge at the time.
It still is not bad.
So I went to Google some images because I was really curious, and a bio popped up. So I checked it out. It was the old Sonic Rex cast bio thingy, and I laughed a lot at what I see. Saw, goddamn English. Anyway, I laughed so hard I would keep going and going and going every day. It had it on my favorites, all that stuff. And I saw they had the fan art section. I was 11 at the time or whatever, and I was like, oh my god, I can draw. I can put my stuff here. And both Kevin and Becky, thanks for the support, because without you and the first page I could put my drawings in, my whole life would have changed some other way. And I'm really happy I am what I am now, and I have to thank it to you both. I wouldn't have met the awesome people I met, I wouldn't have drawn all the stuff I've drawn, so that are my thanks. And just want to congratulate you guys. I know we don't speak much, but I know you're always there for me, because every now and then you just pop up with some support when I need it, and that feels great. I want you to know you always have my support too. Whatever you want, I'm always there. Seriously, I'm always there. I don't get off the computer. I seriously am always there. So, yeah, nothing makes me happier than see two of my friends and people who are dear to me be happy. Even better if it's with each other. So, I guess I can only wish you joy and everything good in your lives. I wish just everything will go as smooth as possible. And also, the fact of you getting engaged kind of lifts up hopes for other people. I don't know. I mean, most people think that kind of relationship doesn't work, but now they have something to look up to. Thanks for proving that, I guess. So, as I said, I am terrible at speeches, and this is the best I can come up with. Thank you, guys. You really mean a lot to me, and I'm really happy for you. And I better be invited to that wedding. Best wishes, guys.
Now we're back. Look at me, I just have to press the buttons, and I have to press two buttons to get you guys on. If it's just me, I only have to press one. No, I press three.
No, it was a sudden echo that's on the line there.
Yeah, I told you, you have to wait for that to be fixed. Anyway, welcome back. That was Ram the Dragons. Congratulations! And that proves just how... Was it enthusiastic was the word, or... What was the other word we were thinking?
Nutter.
Nah, that's harsh.
Yes, very harsh.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we did have a slight topic, as AUK said, has requested that I bore you with details about what happens inside the games industry, so you know how things work. And
or not, as the case may be.
Shush, I'm not talking about Sonic Team. So we're going to talk about... I'm going to have a little discussion on... The very big issue that's been raised recently is all about this hullabaloo about second-hand games. Now, obviously, let me pose this question to you two, and anyone in the IRC chat room, in fact. If I gave you the choice between having this game which was released last week for 20 quid, and I promise it will work, and if it doesn't, you can come back and get another one, or the full copy version, which you have to pay 40 quid for. Which, okay, is probably guaranteed to work first time, but, you know, same game, nothing changed. Which would you rather have?
If it was a saving game, I'd buy it, buy the first-hand one, because I know people in Sega, and they'll hurt me if they catch me.
Okay, no, I'm posing this as a generic question.
Generically, I'd probably be tempted to go to the pre-owned end because I'm a bloody cheapskate.
Blake?
Yeah, I'd have to go for the pre-owned as well.
Yeah.
To save money, I guess, pretty much.
Precisely. I mean, from a consumer's point of view, the second-hand market is one of the greatest things that have come. I mean, let's give another example. I've got... I'll wait to give that example. So yes, obviously for you guys, we're saving money. Even Joe Forever would go for the cheaper one. But, obviously, if you buy that cheaper one, nobody who made the game will see any money of that.
Mm.
And obviously this is the problem. And this is what the game companies are, in a way, whining about. They want people to make sure they buy the game when it's brand new, so they can get more money. They get the money out of it. It's not the case that they get more money from it. It's the case that if you buy a second-hand game, they don't see any money. However, let's look at this from the consumer side. How many games a year do you buy?
Six or seven, probably. Maybe more.
I get about 10, depending if it's a good year.
Yeah, so, okay, so... Blake, you're spending 400 quid on games. Now, you know, that's a whole month's worth of my wages. You know, that's a lot, considering what I work. You know, so, you know, in this way, if you have some games you don't like, you can trade them in. That cuts that budget down a bit, but, you know, if you trade in games, you usually trade them in to buy a new game.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so you know they're seeing that profit from you trading those games in. Now, what's quite interesting, what's interesting is that obviously companies are trying newer and new ways to make sure that you don't get second-hand games, or that second-hand games are not as good. Joe Forever's just put another one in the IRC saying that they've made it Wii Speak isn't able to be used second-hand because they put a lock on it. You've got things. Gears of War 2 has a special code inside it to unlock maps, which you can't have. You can't get it if you buy it second-hand. So you know,
but I mean, you still play the core game if you wanted to second hand.
But of course, it's becoming a bit more of a problem because obviously there are various factors which affect the second effect, whether you want to get a game, whether it gets handed in. You know, people who have a game for ages, that you still find very difficult to find a second hand copy of Halo 3 because people have still got it. Why they've still got it, you know.
It's a very good question.
It's probably because of the multiplayer, you know, that keeps them coming. Whereas, at the moment, one of the most traded in games at the moment is Mirror's Edge. Because the story mode's so short and there's not, a lot of people just can't be bothered with the time trials. And because of that, you know, if you've seen a copy which is. If you see a copy of Mirror's Edge that's already second hand, you know, it can't be that badly damaged because it's only been used for 2 weeks. You're more likely to go for that.
Yeah, but on the other side of the argument, if you're seeing a lot of pre-owned copies of a certain game, then you'll be less tempted to buy it because you think, well, if it took them so short a time to finish it, or if they've traded it in, maybe it's not that good a game.
Well, not necessarily, because obviously it might be a case of you've heard it's a good game. You know, you want to try it out. If you want to try a game out, you don't want to spend the full price.
No.
It'd be kind of like saying, okay, I would like to try a chocolate bar. You buy it once, you buy one chocolate bar, you don't buy a multi-pack.
No.
It's very similar to that. And obviously, from a game company point of view, they want to see as much profit as they can. So, realistically, they'd like to see a sale from every game.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it doesn't quite work.
Never
obviously,
does.
Downloadable content's helping and stuff, but here's an interesting one. Obviously, all three of us live in the UK. Now, if you see a second... Have you ever noticed how much a second-hand game is if it's recently been released?
A second-hand game, it'll probably be, I'd say, two-thirds of the original price rather than if it's an older game, it'll be a third or less of the price.
I'd have to say it's about, new one for 25 quid.
And it's interesting because you say that because you'll find a lot of games that get handed in second hand and then that have been recently released tend to actually go for a lot more than that. If you look at stuff like Gears of War and Mirror's Edge again, second hand versions of that are still 32 quid. And when they're 40 quid new, that's not that much of a reduction. Now the interesting thing is if you go out to America, and you try that same tactic, you're going to have a lot more. You're going to get you're going to get much more discount on game. The reason why is actually based on tax, which I know sounds a bit weird, but if I was to tell you that about 70% of the game, 70% of the a new game that you buy in the UK is tax. And that same 70% still goes on second-hand games. Now think how much profit those game companies are actually making from second-hand sales still.
A lot of money.
They're not, because, as I said, they've still got a very high tax limit on it. So, you know, so if we look at it, normally the game sells for 40 quid. Developer will probably see 5 quid, the game retailer will probably see about 2 quid. If you look at the second-hand games, okay, game developer sees nothing. The game seller will probably see about a fiver, the rest of it is tax in the UK.
Oh, right.
But in America, there's no tax on video games. Well, there's a little bit of tax, but there's not much. It's certainly nowhere near the 70% mark that we've got.
So, disgusting, huh?
Say, okay, games out there don't obviously sell for 40 quid, they sell for $60 about, $50, $60, $50. But a second-hand one is about $20. But the game seller will see about $15 of that. Whereas if they sell the game new, they'll probably see about $10. And this is the thing. They see a much larger profit from it. And this, I mean, this, the problem is, in America, they will push you towards secondhand sales, because it is one of their biggest revenues, nowadays anyway. You know, GameStop has got so big the fact that they want to buy half of Woolworths, which if you don't know is a...
Well, I mean, they haven't.
They're still bidding.
Are they? Well, I mean, I thought it's completely fallen through the way Woolworths is going at the moment.
Woolies has gone through, yeah, but no, GameStop is trying to compete with the big boys around here, like Tesco and Sainsbury's. They're really trying. But, you know, in the UK, if you go into a store and you ask to buy a new game, you know, very rarely, unless they have tons of copies in the back, will they try and push you to buy a second-hand copy. And the reason is, they just don't see enough profit to make it worth it.
Yeah.
Most of it is tax. The tax expires after a year after the game's released.
So, I mean, you don't get taxed on a game that's over a year old, or not as much?
Not as much. But this is why, after a year, you'll see, especially in the UK, you'll see game prices go down. You know, if you look at Mario and Sonic, that's still being sold at $32.99. That's because the tax hasn't expired on it yet. It's bound to. As soon as that tax expires, it'll go down in price everywhere. For the moment, it's still on that high mark until next week, I believe.
Yeah.
So, and obviously, this is a problem. That's a problem in the UK. And okay, yeah, we're never going to solve that. In fact, the tax, although VAT's gone down, the tax rate will go up. I can guarantee
it. It always does.
But in America, obviously, it's a very, as I said, it's one of their main profit revenues, because they make much more money for a second-hand sale than they do with a first-hand. Now, obviously, you've got to balance this. And one of the big things that, obviously, developers are talking about now is, okay, should we cut out the middleman? Should we start doing stuff like digital distribution? Again, you've got both sides of the argument on this one. Do I know you use Steam? Actually, no, better idea. You both use Xbox 360s.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think of Xbox Live Arcade?
Pretty good. It's a fairly solid service. Admittedly, the speeds could probably be slightly faster, but I think that's down to my internet connection rather than anything else. So it's a fairly solid service. I mean, they've just got to expand it more, I think, in the future.
Interesting. I mean, what about the quality of games on it? Is the more thing, aren't they?
There are some gems out there, certainly, for it. But there's a lot of less good stuff, because, well, it's seen by a lot of developers nowadays as some quick money, because it doesn't have that many development overheads, or as many as are doing a full title, and there's a larger return on it for how much you invest in a full game, because, I mean, you're not paying to make them and distribute them, etc.
I'm going to point out Braid there. How much money did they sink into that game? Like,
which one?
Braid.
I don't know about that one.
They sunk millions into that game. There's no way they'll get that.
God knows why they did that then.
Do you have many Xbox Live Arcade games, or?
Myself? I've got a couple.
I've got a lot. I've got Braid for one. Which is like classic games, really.
This is the thing. What makes you buy Xbox Live Arcade games? Apart from the fact they're cheap-ish. Occasionally.
I don't know, I think it's something to do in spare time, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, if I spot something that I think I'm interested in, I'll download it. I mean, it's not that much money, it's certainly less than a brand new game, so I'll give it a go.
This is the thing, you're getting a lot less revenue, you're paying a lot less for it, but obviously the people are getting a lot more money. But the production values are much lower. and that's partially to make them a manageable size.
Yeah.
But obviously there's a lot of developers that are wanting to go down this route of, let's have a whole, all our games just digital distribution, like on Steam or something. And you think, okay, so Steam works fairly well, to be honest, because what they do is, you get the whole game downloaded apart from this wee little bit which isn't released until the release day. So, you know, you do get your game instantly on the day, but obviously there's a couple of, I mean, they back up the service, obviously, as well, but, you know, there's, you don't get a physical item, and, you know, for some people that is kind of important. You know, personally, I like having the disc. I just like having a hard copy. And, you know, I would...
It is nice, and I do think there are certain limits they have to overcome before they can do proper downloadable games. Like, well, certainly, I can see the next series of consoles to come out after this generation will have massive hard drives. So that they can handle lots of downloadable content.
The PSP has already got games they've had out for full download on the PlayStation Network.
You can transfer those over to your computer, can't you, and store them there?
Yes, this is true, but I mean this is what I mean. Would you rather go to the store and buy the physical item, or would you rather download it? If it, let's say for argument's sake, it's the same price.
Well, I mean, there's a similar argument to this with books, actually, nowadays. I don't know if you heard about the new technology where you can just download a PDF and it's just a screen. And you can just read the books on the screen, which it looks like paper.
Yeah, no,
I'm getting silent.
Not something that's interested me, to be honest.
Well, I mean, it interests me because, I mean, I've got a very large book collection, and of course, if I switch to this, I'd save a hell of a lot of space. And in the long term, I mean, I think that's part of the reason. It's saving space.
But then again, we come back to the argument of trading in games. That's how people get rid of their space.
Yes, I mean, I suppose there is, you can't resell a game, but I mean,
this is the interesting
they could set up a service where it's like, right, you played this game, but you don't want to play it anymore, so you could say, sell the rights on to play this game to someone else, and they could get it at a discounted rate.
The
original publisher would still see some of that money, but a lesser amount.
But would they? That's the thing. I mean, the other big problem at the moment, of course, is PC is obviously known tremendously for one thing.
Yes.
Piracy hard.
Yarr! Yo-ho-ho on a bottle of port.
Rum.
Port.
It be rum.
Port.
Shush it. but yes, obviously, this... I mean, even... It's even a problem with Steam. And it's getting bigger and bigger with them. Obviously, people, okay, soon as they've got that last bit of file, they'll capture it. Because in theory, the last bit of the file is never stored on your computer, but obviously it has to be stored temporarily for you to play the game. And there are a lot of people who have now figured out how they can capture that and then just distribute the game as a pirated copy.
Which is a real shame. I mean, Steam had a real potential.
To turn it around
for piracy, because it was providing reasonable access, reasonable prices.
Mm. And to be fair, it's still not as heavily pirated as your average PC game, you know. To be fair, Spore has been pirated to the world's end.
Mm.
So, you know, that's just the way it goes. But, yeah. You know, piracy is always a problem, and the closer you get to digital distribution, the worse it's going to be, because that file is already stored somewhere, and as soon as somebody can crack that store, there you go. And actually, this is the one thing you need to think about when you look at game sales.
Mm.
The first week of your game sales, there's going to be very few second-hand sales, and this is what a lot of companies measure as the most important week. And, I mean, I can guarantee you, Sega did it with Sonic Unleashed. How much did we sell on the first week or weekend?
Mm.
That would be our main profit.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, there are some exceptions. Mario and Sonic was probably the big exception.
Well, yeah, that's still selling well after a year.
Olympics is over. Boom.
But it's still selling. Really. I can't wait till they do the Winter Games.
Did you actually get Mario and Sonic, Blake? Or do you even have a Wii?
No, I don't have a Wii at all. So,
Oh, it's a shame.
Oh, I got it for 360.
They need to bring Mario and Sonic to the 360.
I don't think it will happen.
No, probably not.
It would probably end up just being Sonic at the Olympic Games.
Judging by the interest in it. So yes, so that's our little discussion over. I mean, in the end, you have to be fair. Either way you look at it, somebody's going to get screwed. If you get to the point where basically developers see all profit, then your consumer's going to get screwed. You aren't going to see as many sales. And the big thing is, remember that game trading in will contribute to the revenue you get full stop as a developer. On the other hand, at the rate it's going, the second-hand market is not killing the industry, but it's certainly making it more difficult to give big budgets to games.
Yeah, it's hurting it.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, in my opinion, there are much more important things to get right first.
Like the games.
Well, the biggest problem you've got in the moment with the games industry is games just don't sell well unless either they've got a huge backing behind them or they're very stereotypical. And if you look at the last 2 years of games, what have been the games that sold well? Anything that's a first-person shooter.
Or being a sequel.
Mario Galaxy was one of the biggest hyped games for the Wii, and it sold terribly. And I mean not as terribly as, say, let's think of a rubbish game. Spore, actually. It sold better than Spore. But it still sold terribly for what it was expected to do. You know, this was Mario's big game. It's not sounding that big.
I've only heard good things about it. Admittedly, I didn't like it, but all the people that played it said, yeah, this is a really, really good game.
Now, I'm going to tell you this. It won almost unanimously every Game of the Year award. The only other game that won Game of the Year last year was Halo 3. But it won more than Halo 3. The only other exception was Gamasutra did say that they thought Portal should have been Game of the Year, and in fact did name it Game of the Year, even though they, in theory, couldn't, but they made an exception.
Yeah. The exception that proves the rule.
This is the thing. Most of the companies used the point that it's not a fully fledged game. You couldn't buy Portal as a game. You had to buy the Orange Box. That was the problem.
Yeah.
So, unless the Orange Box was the winner, that was the problem. Anyway, I think we've babbled on enough now. I'm going to leave you with one more song, Against All Odds by Phil Collins, because I thought we needed more love songs. We just ain't got enough love songs in this show yet.
There needs to be more love.
Anyway, but before that, I have a lovely message from T.A. Black. Unfortunately, as I will read out, he could not record his, although he did wish it. But here we go. Hey, this is T.A. Black. Apologies for this not being in spoken form. I'm recovering from a bad cold, and my voice isn't that great at the moment. Damn you, British weather! For any of you that don't know, the British weather is constant rain.
Yeah.
Cold.
Well, it's icy at the moment as well. It's a bit of
and windy.
I am. And miserable. No doubt everyone is aware about what happened on the 7th of December 2008. Something that will stay in the minds of all people for an age. Something that will not occur again for a long time. Yes, I am talking about the fixed glitch and my mention on the Sonic Rex front page. Sorry,
I get that regularly.
I am, of course, talking about AUK and Echo Hawk's engagement. Now, no doubt you'll have already got many celebrations from friends, family, colleagues, acquaintances, and Blake Draco. Yeah, you got a first mention. So I thought I might add my own small message too. There's not much that I can really add that hasn't already been said. Both of you are very lucky to have each other, and I admire and respect your commitment to each other. Quark, I know you've spoken a lot about AEK, and I hope you continues to be the person you fell in love with. And AEK, though you might not know me as well as some of the others, I admire your work and what you do, and to have someone to share it with is possibly the best way to continue onwards. Now, at this point, I might be tempted to go into a Sonic Rex-esque disclaimer, you know, like, Radio Redux is copyright Kevin, my name is Eva. Guaranteed to not kick a football into the face of the bride. Instead, I'll end with something else from a different TV series. You guys rock! Here's to Kevin Becky. Have a great time and good luck to the future. You deserve it. It's a shame you couldn't do that in spoken form, actually, because I think
that was...
We'll have to get him on another time. Yeah. And he can do it properly, because I'm pretty sure I buggered that one up somehow.
Must be me talking in the middle of it.
Oh! T-Bird's back in the UK.
Oh, is he?
Yes. Might have to get him on in this show as well. Yeah, you just give me a second.
So it's going to go on slightly longer then?
Quite possibly. first of all, though, let's get Against All Odds out of the way, and then we'll try and wrap up this show in a little bit. But be back in how long? 3.5 minutes. There we go.
Just let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you. Ooh. You're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we share
just need to turn the other guys on. And they're on.
But hey, we're back.
Echo.
Oh.
Hey.
Stefan again.
Right. So let's start wrapping this show up. I think we've had how many congratulations messages? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 so far. So you've got another three to go to wrap up the show. Who would like to go first? Actually, before that, I'm just going to say, any of you that don't like Against All Odds suck majorly. One of the best songs.
Why would anyone not like it?
Huh? Because this.
Why would anyone not like it? I mean, it's a good song.
Gotcha. As I said, they might be sad, heartless kids. Even I'm not that heartless.
Hmm.
Anyway, yes, who would like to go first?
I suggest we go in alphabetical order.
Okay, let's go in reverse alphabetical order. Fiji, you're first.
Oh, nuts. Alright, well, I wish you guys all the best, and I really think it's really good that you've got together, and, well, I really can say is I wish you all the best, and a happily married life.
Nice, short and sweet. Blake?
Yeah, I'm like that, short and sweet, to the point.
You're not that short.
Mm.
Go on then, Blake. Would you like your two words?
Wait. I thought we were doing it alphabetical. Surely it's Earthheart next.
Oh, alright then. I don't know what to say too much, but you know. First of all, congratulations, Kev. You've just stopped yourself being able to sleep with any other woman. Which I'm sure Echo will probably appreciate, but you know, you've really shot yourself in the foot with that one. But, you know.
This isn't turning out to be a very good congratulations here.
Hey, I haven't finished yet. Give me a break. On the other hand, it's great to see that that you've actually found someone who you can who's both loves you love and also loves you back just as much. And, you know, finding a girlfriend is a very difficult thing. Finding someone who's willing to marry you is an even more difficult thing. In fact, you know, without trying to say that obviously geeks do find it very hard to get girlfriends, because they do, and if you are trying to deny you're a geek, then you work for Sega. If that doesn't...
Yeah, that's... Unless you can't get more geeky than that.
Well, unless you work in Sports Interactive, I suppose, and then you're a jock. But he doesn't. well, you're head of Sonic. There you go. Anyway, so yes. Congratulations to Echo. Okay, you know, I don't know Echo Hawk terrifically well. However, I have managed to talk to her for a bit, and she seems like a lovely lass. And honestly, it's great to see you've got... To be honest, I know how much Kev loves you, because he... Occasionally, he doesn't shut up about you. Very occasionally. It does occasionally. Unless he's slightly married to his work occasionally, so you will have to contend with that. But, you know, in the end, actually, I think on your end, you found someone who will take good care of you, and, you know, I'm sure you will do as much for Kev as he will do for you. You've already started, and I know you said that he's already slave-driving you pretty well, so just don't let him overrule any of your own decisions. Yeah. But, you know, to both of you, I know you guys have got something important coming up soon for the both of you. And in a sense, the first thing I would say is make sure that your happiness comes before anything. You know, okay, yes, obviously you both need to live, so probably staying alive would be before that. But at the same time, you know, if there's an obstacle, you know, I know you two are already doing everything you can to overcome them, and that proves just why you should be together. You know, kind of like what Ram said, you've given hope to geeks all over the world, one of you being the Sega geek, one of you being the World of Warcraft geek. You can also prove that you don't have to both be completely in love with both franchises to be in love. Because I don't think you're ever going to convince... I don't think Echo's ever going to convince AUK to join World of Warcraft again.
Yeah, good plan.
Really isn't worth it. To be honest, why pay for two accounts? just create a mix, a character that you can both play as, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you can get them to join together occasionally. I don't know. But congratulations, you know. I'll be here for you when you need me. Probably shouldn't need me, considering I just don't do love, really. It's not my strong point, but, you know, congratulations, and at the same time, I suppose, commiserations. You've lost your freedom, and you've both become a slave to each other. Not that that's...
Oh, I've had a new idea for the wedding.
I don't want to know.
Get married in World of Warcraft.
No, that's been done. And uh-huh. I'm pretty sure AUK won't want that.
It was just a suggestion.
No.
Echo would be happy.
You probably have gone up 2 points in Echoes now.
Yay. I'm slowly digging my way out of this hole I dug earlier.
If you want somewhere to get married, I know a lovely place, and it's a church. This is assuming you want to get married in church, of course. But it's a church, beautiful scenery, and as long as you don't go in the wet season, in which case you'd be flooded, and I'm sure I can swing some stuff. I know one of the old pickers there. I'm sure we can get a reduced price. Something like that. But, you know.
Okay. Earth hot discount man.
Let me just say, I'm not expected to be... Possibly I might be invited on Kev's AEK side. You know, whatever happens in the wedding. And I hope it all goes to plan. I suppose I could be hired as a singer if I got my voice together, although, to be honest, I'm pretty sure Lee might come and join in for that one.
All right.
That would be funny if Lee was like, oh, yes, definitely, I want to come to the wedding. I wonder if he's actually totally...
You do know that lots of Sonic fans are going to turn up to try and mob him.
This would be why it's called a private wedding.
They'll find a way. They're Sonic fans.
Okay,
they're
then
devoted.
Hire me as the security guard and let me use my sniper. There you go. Now we've got the perfect wedding plan. Lee Brotherton singing with a sniper rifle guarding. Okay, I'm babbling now, so let's wrap this up. Congratulations, guys. Blake, your turn.
I'm going to keep mine short to avoid shooting myself in the foot.
Like I did. I think I was right. I don't think I shot myself in the foot in that one for once.
Congrats to both of you. Obviously, I've known you both for a number of years. It's been really good to see this happen, flourish in front of my eyes. So I hope for many other more happy years for you both. So congrats to you. Congrats to you. That's about it.
Yeah.
Short and sweet. There you go.
This whole show is mine, Blake's, and probably Vija's kind of...
Yeah.
Hooray, here's your congratulations on engagement gift, because we're cheapskates and we can't afford it.
we can't afford real stuff.
Yes. Partially because we all bought Unleashed. So that's
yeah.
Our...
Yeah.
That's our gift to UK. What's the gift to Echo? We're not buying World of Warcraft. I'm not buying World of Warcraft because I get it free at uni anyway, so... I still have to pay for the subscription, though, which is... Bleh.
Yeah.
I have to do it for research, honestly.
That's your excuse and you're sticking to it.
Well, considering I haven't played the damn thing in 2 months... So I
good
think
man.
The subscription's run out. I need to renew it. Honestly, to be honest, how the hell am I going to understand how I would make an MMO if I've never played one? And if you play an MMO...
Avoid MMOs for the rest of your life.
The only game you can avoid making in the entirety of your life is a football game.
Hmm.
Both types.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Anyway, right, shall we wrap this up, guys?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right, I will play you out with, well, have you two got any requests for Christmas songs or love songs while I'm going out?
Nothing off the top of my head at the moment, but I'll probably think of something 5 minutes after the show's ended.
Which is no good, Blake.
Might as well go with the one that you really put up, I think. It's like Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, or have you done that?
Yeah, no, alright, we're rocking around the Christmas tree. Nothing else? Oh,
Not quite like a thing, though.
To Umi Yuri, I know you wanted, what's it called? All I Want for Christmas Is You. But the only version, the version I got on my CD is the Mariah Carey one, and it is awful. Even though she wrote the damn thing. So I'm not playing it.
Good enough.
If I find another version of it, I will play it in tomorrow's show. And for you, ladies and gentlemen, I suppose I should do the proper roundup. We have a couple of shows coming up. There is tomorrow a special show, which will be about 8 o'clock. Tune in, but make sure your parents aren't around, because...
there's going to be lots of swearing.
Yes. Hang on a sec. What's this? God, I don't know whether to play this or not now.
What's this?
Guess what I've just found, unfortunately.
A Rex Factor entry?
No, I found Yumi. I found All I Want for Christmas, but not the Mariah Carey version.
Oh.
The Samantha Mumba version. There, go on then, Yumi. You can have your request. Although it will come before Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, because we're going to have Rockin' Around as the last one. Because I don't like it. I forgot what I was talking about now. Oh, yeah, shows. Special show tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I'll be there. Vija, you'll be there, won't you?
Yeah, I've got nothing better to do.
Blake, would you like to join in for us?
Ah, depends what I'm doing.
Alright, well, if you're there, join in. If you're not, listen in or something.
Yep.
You'll also hopefully have some other SSR DJs. We've definitely got JJ joining in. If you haven't guessed what this show is yet, then I worry.
Well, there again, people could have just not heard of the special show we do every so often.
It begins with Cluster... Well, no, because if they've listened to, if they listen to Radio Redux, there's been a Radio Redux guest special one.
Oh, yes.
So, yes, there you go. So, yes, they will have heard of the Cluster. However, this one's not Sonic's birthday one, this one is the other one. Anyway, regular showcast. Tuesday, you've got... What have you got? You've got JJ Forever's Random Hour, I think it was?
Mm-hmm.
You've got Slingerland's One-Sided Talk Show, and...
I've got the list here if you want me to run them off.
Yeah, you run them off.
Alright, hold on, I'm going to get it. Tuesday, 7 p.m., Spinux Pie. Tuesday, 8 p.m., The One-Sided Talk Show from Slingerland. Tuesday, 10 p.m., The Random Hour, JJ Forever. Thursday, 10 p.m., Crazy Go Nuts Live, Strong Bad. Friday, 8:30 p.m., Tiger's Eye.
No, that's not on.
It's not on at the moment. Tea Time might be back next week. We don't know yet. If it is back, that's 6 p.m. on Sunday. And, of course, final Radio Redux for the year next Sunday. And it's going to be the Rex Factor. So that'll be on at 7 p.m.
You forgot Turbo Drive Live. How could you forget Turbo Drive Live?
Oh, wait, sorry, I skipped Turbo Drive Live. Saturday, 11 p.m. Turbo is going to hunt me down and kill me now.
Yes, he is. There is also another one, which is slightly newer, which will be why you'll list that date.
Is this the one on Sunday midday or something?
Yeah, Blitz and Pieces, new Aussie show.
All right, yeah, I've really got to update my list.
Well, you're not on the air for a bit, so you're all right. It is.
Well, I'm not on the air till the new year, but I've got to figure out.
It is 9 p.m. West Aussie time, so 12 midday on... What day is it?
Sunday.
Yeah, well, it doesn't help because they've got 9 p.m. tonight. So, oh yeah, there we go. Sunday. Right. Okay, to wrap this up before we play our two last songs. To save AAUK doing it next week, although probably still will, to be honest, we're going to have Q&A UK, even though I'm not AAUK and probably shouldn't answer these questions.
Blake, yeah, what the hell? It's not like he's going to hunt us down for answering them.
Blake, because for some reason my internet has died, could you look up the questions, because... my internet...
I'll try. Hopefully I don't die as well.
Oh dear. Stupid internet.
Well, considering you're running the show, your internet must be still working to a certain extent.
Yeah, but it's probably the fact that I've got Skype open as well, and to be honest, my Firefox is dying constantly at the moment, which doesn't help.
Doesn't help me either.
No.
No!
It all died. Maybe I should just give up.
Makes sense.
Oi, shush you. That's why I quit my show. I quit my show for legitimate reasons. Any luck, Blake?
I've got that.
Oh, well, not you. You can read nothing, because I'm... No.
I'm there if you want me to read out the questions that are here.
Go on, then.
Yeah, go on, then.
Right, the first question from SMX. Why do Mega Man questions fail?
Because Mega Man doesn't talk. Also, Mega Man's pretty simplistic game, and it cheats death. There's cheap deaths everywhere. So the questions must be cheap as well.
The next one, I think, is actually focused at AAK, and it's from Joiner of Sonic Fans. What turned you against Final Fantasy?
Right. I have to put on my AUK hat here. I don't have one. It's probably partially because the recent games have been rather rubbish. Final Fantasy X was alright, but well too easy. X-2 was all about the boobs and didn't actually have any gameplay. And you can't blame me for being obsessed with boobs, I didn't buy that game. 11, it was an MMO, enough said. 12 was pretty poorly written and not a very good game anyway. As for why it turned him against it, probably repetitive gameplay, grinding, which is always a bad thing to have in games, but for some reason RPGs almost need. And I think I can leave it at that. However, that probably is better one left the AAK, but hopefully that'll answer your question. Obviously, I'm not as funny as AAUK.
No, you're way serious.
The reason being that I am a boring sot and a heartless bastard.
Right. Unfortunately, that's all the questions that are up there at the moment.
Because I can't be arsed with Anyway, okay, yeah, I think that's enough for tonight. So, this has been Earthheart.
This has been Vija.
And this has been Blake Draco.
And we are signing out for a Radio Redux live filler show, whatever. We're leaving you with two shows, two songs, Samantha Mumba, All I Want for Christmas, and Brenda Lee Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Also, just to make one thing clear, I am not AAUK secretary. Stop treating me like one. And that includes you, AAUK. Anyway, find where the buttons are again now. Okay. Anyway, so, see you guys later. Bye-bye.
Later.
See ya.
More than you could ever know. Maybe. stop rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit